Well, when I you say I'm not happy, I mean, who's ever happy when you lose? But I actually am very happy with my team. I'm very proud of some things they're doing. I was not happy. It wasn't the effort, it was the mistakes made were mental mistakes that I thought we shouldn't be making. A couple on ball screens, a couple on cutouts, on free throws. I mean, things that would be hard to explain. But at the same time, our players knew it. So you have opportunities, and that was one that we missed out. I was upset myself on the zone stuff. So it was an equal opportunity week. But the problem with the week is now you're trying to sandwich it in. And this is the problem with the worries of tomorrow is they start exams next week. We had exams this week, and we still have kids with 7:30 exams today, and then we're going to practice and take off. So it makes it for rough. We had one practice at 9 o'clock in the morning. We had one at 3 in the afternoon, all because of finals. So, that would have been an advantage to recruiting guys like you, Steve. Did you take any finals back in the day, or did you just kind of let them go? Ah, well, that's I believe that, just like I thought you were going to tell me. No, Tom, when you're a real good student, you can opt out of the finals, but you're not quick enough to figure that out. So, but
So
no,
then
all
that makes
kidding
me
aside,
question the
guys,
4.0.
Grade?
yeah, all kidding aside, they did get beat by 40 some down in Bloomington on a night when I think 90% of the league. I never seen a team shoot like that. 17 or 18 threes. One kid hit 11 threes, and it wasn't as much bad defense as it was. It was just one of those nights that Purdue found out at home. And so, how do they respond from that? They got a younger team, and you're going to laugh at me. I'd rather it be an older team, because then they'd be bummed out and upset. A younger team, when you're young, you respond quicker. When you're old, you let it kind of get you down. I think when you're young, you just water off a duck's back, and here we go the next day. So, listen, they're a team that's got four guys that shoot over 40%. That's the biggest wave of upsets. It's a team where I think they're introducing their new football coach, and it could be a pretty good scene around there. So, and it's at high noon, which is a little different coming off finals today. I'm making all kinds of excuses why I'm worried, not why we should win or shouldn't win, but what I worry about, and those are all honest.
Since the game with Duke, any changes to the starting lineup? Two guard position seems to be the one where you're
Yeah,
not getting great production.
I'm being a little critical of that position, and only because I really believe I got guys that can really shoot the ball there, and we're just not. And so we're trying to find out who comes off the bench best, who could start the best. Giving two guys a chance. I got two more yet that I might work in. But I don't want to make it musical chairs, but if you remember last year, we were in the same boat. I mean, I think a lot of teams are in that boat where they're trying to figure out who's what, where, and why, and when. And so we've got four real solid starters. And, it has been a little bit musical chairs, but it's not been lack of effort. It's been, just the production of some things that we got to get down. And so, we worked with a couple different guys starting this week, and we'll see where that takes us. Yeah, the guard Mingo is one of the key players, and he is a very, very good player. And they have another kid who's named DeLeon, who started out at Tennessee, and he's a really good player. But then they've got, like I said, they got four or five guys, a couple, one from Slovenia, one from Croatia, that are older guys, and you just don't know how that's going to be. In fact, he got two from Slovenia. So, we don't know as much about them other than the time they played. One of them was hurt. Now he's healthy. So, this is a team that's still 8-2. They just had one bad loss. I've been there before. So, it's a concerning game because it's the kind of game you got to win if you're going to be a contender.
Coach, you've been shooting much better from the charity stripe the last few games. I mean, even going back to that North Carolina game, I think you darn near shot 80% from the charity stripe. I know that's something that's music to your ears. You love to see that.
Yeah, it really is. And in all honesty, we're doing a better job. What we're not doing a better job is getting there. We were getting there a lot more, 20 sometimes a game. Now the last 4 or 5 games, I think we're down into 15 times a game. So we've got to improve that. But if we can keep shooting it the same way, our defense has been phenomenal, and our bigs have really played well. I mean, God, Carson Cooper 16 and 16 boards the last game against Duke. But we just got to get a little more consistency on the perimeter, and that's what we're going to work to do. Jeremy has played really well. He had a bad shooting night, but some of it was a little different than when you watch the film. I'm not concerned. He's been shooting the ball well. So, hey, we're going to see. But it's an interesting time when you come off finals. It can be a relief, and it could be a mental wear down, and you never know. But I always like when we play the same week as our opponents. I mean, if they both have finals, but I guess Penn State's our next week. So we're going to have to be at our best here and see if I get through these 7:30 in the morning finals. Today we got 2 or 3 of them, and then practice, and then go.
Well, good luck to your kids with the finals, and good luck to you tomorrow at noon against Penn State. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Have a good holiday, man. I it's early, but I know this is shopping season for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Well,
I'm
thanks.
good.
Yeah, I got to get all of my gifts. So thank you, Coach.
I reminded you. See, you would
That's
have
right.
forgot.
That's right.
See you guys. Bye.
All
I
right, guys.
know. I know. Bye.
All right, see ya. Lomas Brown inside the huddle next.